This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is, baby. This is episode 71 of the Random Order Podcast. I'm your boy, Jermaine Richards, also known as Quentin Quarantino. But we could get into that another time, man. We got my man, B-Baby Trey. My man, Sheldon Sebastian, in the building as well. Drop a bomb for that, man. It's been a great, amazing episode, man. We covered a lot of great topics. Deep fucking topics. I'm talking technology and it not working. December 21st and superpowers / the world ending, maybe. Christmas and Christmas texts. Illegal downloads, which we do not partake in whatsoever. That vaccine. The Rent-A-Mac program. Cornrows and braid ups. It all makes sense later, man. For now, before we get into this episode, YouTube viewers, go ahead, hit that subscribe button to become a true Noda Gang Eagle. You want to hit that little bell button for sure. Enjoy the episode.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Just when you thought it was over. Just when you thought it was
going to
be another 4 weeks.
Nah, man. Just when I thought it was over, man. For real, man. I thought we was done.
Y'all watching the Random Order Podcast Resurrection, nigga, because the podcast ended.
Ooh, man.
70 was the last episode as of 10 minutes ago. This, I'm not fucking happy, bro.
Bro, yo, Sheldon literally said, yo, fuck it. That's the last episode.
And it was a round number. It was a great number to end at.
You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what that 70 is hard.
Niggas were crying, laughing. Like, yeah, that's a good note to leave. Yeah, that's joy, man. Yeah, they can't take that from us.
Bro. Yeah. But at that, I just know we have so much more to give.
He was right.
That so
was
it, much man. More.
He was right.
The thing is, Jermaine, what's Sheldon, I was really thinking about, like, all right, maybe we should quit. Maybe we should just say, fuck it, like, whatever. Niggas is making these jokes. Maybe we should just quit the podcast game. Mm-hmm. But then I really looked at the last episode to today's episode. It's that we haven't even shot it, but so much has already changed.
Yeah.
There's so much to unpack here, man.
Yeah.
I think you know what I'm talking about. We get to that, but first off, just take we're gonna get into that. There's a lot to unpack.
We're
taking things out of boxes for sure. We drop a bomb for that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah,
bro,
man.
But it's like,
we tell him, Ma, don't worry about the groceries for real.
Technology. Work. Just work.
It's so expensive. It costs so much money to not work.
Guys.
What do you...
The thing is, I feel you
that
guys.
It's spitting in my face at this point.
Oh, you
it's
dropped 5G's on this podcast setup? Take that shit off. Oh, this is plugged in and on the power, and then this audio to this.
It still doesn't work, nigga.
Figure that shit out. No audio. No audio to the headphones.
Bro.
No, deal with it. Deal with it.
Just record. Figure out what you said after.
You know, I just feel like I'm being bullied, bro. Like, it's just a bullying. You know what I mean?
Like, a bully would just come by and knock all experience. Your shit over for no reason. This shit, everything worked. Everything's plugged in as it normally is.
We take care of it. Just nothing wrong. We put it aside. It's bro, stored it, correctly.
The thing is, honestly, I really and truly understand why groups break up. I understand why bands break up. I understand why artists break up. Because behind the story, equipment doesn't work.
The air guitar stopped working, nigga. We're stressed out.
And
you call me the N-word out of frustration.
Jermaine, this nigga Sheldon, you hung up the phone. This nigga said,
Jerron, honestly, did you drop it? Jerron, just listen. You can tell me.
Did you drop it?
No, because at that point, it had to something need to make sense.
I get it. I get it. But it's just.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%.
Oh, man. It's so funny, bro. Like the way the accusations that were being made to fucking figure out, yo, what happened?
That's just your brain trying to make
exactly
sense of what's
happened,
going on.
Right?
Everything was plugged in, but they couldn't. Trevon and Sheldon couldn't hear their own, the audio out the headphones. And the thing, the fucking interface was showing that audio was going to the headphone.
My what?
Mm-hmm.
We saw it. We saw it on our programs. We saw it.
Multiple programs.
Jermaine heard it through another program, but we can't hear. We couldn't even hear.
Bro,
and the computer's telling you, you guys are fucking crazy. The computer's looking at you like you're crazy. You know what, nigga? It's there. I'm seeing the fucking levels.
The computer's definitely doing the music soul charge. Like, oh my God. Shows. Trey, you hear this shit? This thing is playing Big Sean and shit. Everyone's bumping. Like, what makes it? Oh my God. There's so many layers. We didn't even do the intro. There's so many layers to this.
It's like a three cheese dip.
Sheldon used the hotline.
Bro.
This is a five cheese dip. Five.
Trust me, man. Trust me.
This guy used a hotline.
The hotline. And the hotline was trash.
This guy used the hotline.
the hotline
used the producer
trash,
hotline.
Bro.
This nigga used the producer hotline.
He used the producer hotline. This nigga tried to tell us, you plug it out?
By the time I called you, I did the easy things. Don't suggest the easy things. Don't disrespect me like that.
I literally need you to tell me to unscrew the box.
tell me
about a screwdriver, nigga.
Fucking hardwire or something.
Tell me grab my knee pads,
like,
bro.
I need to be telling you, whoa, wait.
I need a two-bit.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Yo, if you see my name FaceTiming your phone and you answer and I'm saying, hey dude, listen, I can't get my Scarlett to connect to my laptop. Oh yeah, we're recording episode 71.
Yeah, you know that podcast we've been doing for fucking 2 years now, nigga? Something changed and it's not working. Did you plug it out? I said I'm trying to fucking fix it, not trying, nigga. Yeah.
You gotta go to your Apple settings.
The Apple settings. Choose
your output.
For sure, for sure.
It's the Apple settings.
Okay, I'm a fucking baby.
Okay, you don't respect me. I don't know why I called. I'm sorry I called.
Guess I'm a baby, nigga.
Like, I'm totally sorry I called. The thing was, Sheldon said, yo, I'm going to call Chun. And I'm like, yo, are you using a hotline? He's like, nah, I got it. Moments after, it's just like, yo, fuck it.
I needed my guy, bro. I needed somebody that understood.
That's not your guy, man. He doesn't understand.
I gotta. This guy's letting me down.
Just work. We asked the universe nicely last episode. Yep. I said, yo, it's annoying when things don't work. I had shout out to all my people out there that felt me on that chapstick shit.
Oh,
chapstick don't be working. Niggas hit me up and say, yo, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Our man's over at Tesla, you know what I mean? Tesla Zine hit me up and said, yo, like, it's a valid point you bring amongst me right now. Like, yo, we got electric whips. His whip can come to him in the parking lot, but I can't get on my chest, dude, though. But I can't hear my sound from my audio.
Why are we going to Mars, nigga, if we ain't got shit figured out here? Like, we got work to do here. Where are we going?
We're gonna have fucking
technology problems in space, nigga, or fucking floating in blackness? Let's figure this out on the ground.
Then fucking alien laughing at me because my phone doesn't work.
Amateur
shit. Y'all niggas been on. A lot of times passed since the last episode.
So,
like, low key, since we recorded the last episode, like, for them, it's like, you know.
Like, y'all
days,
on point now. Yeah. Y'all consistent with that. Yo, y'all killing it.
Y'all killing it. 3 week gap.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What's been going on? Ooh. I know Trevon's laptop has been fucking 3 weeks. Roaring, nigga. That fan is fucking going. Is it still blasting right now?
Yep. Yeah. I can put the mic to it. This shit is blasting. I really thought my PC was in here.
They sound like what the PS4 mm-hmm. sounds like.
Bro, it doesn't. Yo, sometimes, yo, okay, you know what? I went to a mm-hmm. shoot. Mm. Niggas is pulling out old ass laptops, like from, I'm talking the white laptops, and they're whipping that bitch out, and the shit is loading. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, why? You always see these niggas. That one dude pull up with an iPhone 5S mm-hmm. and it's still working.
Still working, yeah.
The fucking, you know what I mean? I seen a 3GS still working. Mm-hmm. Lath came over the other day and he's like, yo, I haven't even updated my like new iPhone to iOS 14 or whatever. It's still working. Mm-hmm. My shit is screaming, bro. It's not even that old.
Yeah, that's
like,
one of the newer joints.
Why?
That's one of the newer joints.
Yeah.
This laptop is... All it's missing is a touch bar, really. That's
yeah, really. I just don't have the touch bar. I don't have the TV.
Or a quiet fan.
Other than that, look. Yeah.
Bro, like I feel like
yo,
it's
you
just...
know what you should do, Cuther? You should probably take it apart and blow the dust out.
You lost, man. Take it apart. Come on, fucking...
Yeah, like, every take it apart. I'm like, all right. You keep screaming for all I care.
Bro, my but like, I did that to my PS4. My PS4 was, you know what it is.
But you know what would be so heartbreaking? Yeah. Like, you build up the courage to take out a screwdriver and take out the little tiny screws and put them aside neatly, and then fucking you take it apart and you blow it, all the dust and shit, you put it back together, and then you press power and it just stays black. I'm like, uh-oh.
Oopsies.
And then they add Apple. They're gonna tell you somebody must have opened it.
Oh, they're gonna be in bed.
And you tell them open.
Yo.
Oh no! Somebody opened my computer.
Yo, my words go there. Oh, yo, back in the day, bro. Back in the day, we were fucking like, yo, we found this nigga to do housing on iPhone. So he's just like, yo, come through, bring an iPhone. So I'm going to school with niggas are seeing right through my shit. You're seeing the wires and my shit.
I know this.
We had the gold thing and shit. I had a mirror on my phone. I was switching up every month. And my shit stopped working, so I brought it back to my niggas. I'm like, hey, swap this back to the
put me on default, chief.
I pissed me back to how you met me. Put back on my old skins, you know what I'm saying?
Put back on my suit. I gotta go to church.
I thought, hey, I gotta go back home.
I gotta drive in the view.
Me and my man, you know what I mean? He fixed us up. I pull up to Apple or whatever. I'm just like, yo, look, man, the phone's not working. I don't know what to tell you, partner. And I'm still under warranty. And they looked at me and they're just like, oh no, someone opened her up.
Oh.
What the frick? Bring it here. Which one? They have all my IG pictures open to the fucking see-through iPhone. Like,
yeah, you see that screw there? It's grinded out. Somebody must have been in there.
Grinded out?
Oh, someone.
What?
Oh, I mean, someone really got in there.
Yeah, this fit is wag, but you see where you're at?
You zoom in, doesn't take yesterday, and your phone was red, sir.
Dad.
Them niggas got me. I don't know Apple.
They
I don't know what you do.
Knowing,
yeah,
man.
Them niggas. Let me tell you something. Them niggas know when you use another tool on their product, because them niggas they were not.
They're like, yo, I can't do nothing about it. I can't touch that shit.
Yeah,
why not? Just fucking touch it, nigga.
And I'm gonna tell you. And we made Apple employees scratch their domes. We made them switch the rules.
The fuck so does that mean? Nah, I'm curious.
Jermaine.
Get into it.
This boy and I know what we did.
There's some things up in that snow. The show.
Hey, square one don't see me walk in with a bag. I walk up back out with nothing.
Folded up bag in my pocket. In my head.
Square one cameras seen us walk into the mall empty handed, leave with a Mac,
it's
come
like
back
that.
Next week it's with the like same Mac,
empty-handed
with no Mac.
Show.
And then do the same thing.
Check our channel's four recent uploads, nigga. Completed on that Mac. Have we covered the rest Mac program on the podcast?
I don't know.
Think
I know we did it on
Mac.
Group chat. Yeah, okay. If Sheldon doesn't know, we didn't do it.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure.
That shit down.
Oh, the rent a Mac program. Where do we start?
So basically, man, it was back in the time.
It was back at a time where, you know what I'm saying, the funds was lower. We're doing this YouTube thing, maybe a couple years in, but we weren't really seeing the dough to reinvest in the business. You know what I'm saying? Right. So we couldn't really fucking afford to buy a laptop. As much as you need a new laptop to be able to travel and edit and shit, we didn't have the funds. So like we had the funds, but we just, you know what I'm saying? We didn't have enough to really spend it and let that shit go.
We're still trying. At that time, we were doing a lot of like props and shit like that. So we were like really into getting good props and all that. And we're trying to spend money there, trying to bring more to the videos and shit. So, you know, yeah.
Exactly. But then one day we're like, hey, I wonder if, what's the warranty on the fuck? Or sorry, what's the return policy on the Mac? Search it up. 15 days, original packaging, doesn't have to be sealed originally. So theoretically, if we shot something, we could edit on this, and then when we're done, we could just give it back like a free rental.
Pretty good.
So we can edit on our trips and still get work done, but for free. And then, lo and behold, nigga, we fucking had five laptops in that same year. Where we used five different laptops, completed a hella projects on it.
Wow.
But every time we went back, we're like scared, like, fuck, what's wrong with it? It just wasn't good. It wasn't wrong. It wasn't what I expected.
Bobby, listen, it just won't run in the same, you know what I'm saying? Bro, it came to a point where me and this nigga started getting cocky. We knew they had to take it back. We just gonna see what Microsoft doing.
Yo,
if you know Square One, you know that shit is right across.
Like, yeah,
we do a lot of editing.
See what PCs talk about.
You just get someone from the Geek Squad to tell you about. Nah, don't get the Geek
Squad. It's all good. Don't bother them geeks, man.
Yeah.
I know my name's on the file five times. That's just
don't worry about it.
I had like trouble making my mind up. Well, the thing we got niggas on the Rent a Mac program.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like we figured it out and then we took advantage for real.
That's smart though.
We shared the secret to the people, bro. It's hella people literally like, yo, I finished my photo shoot on the computer for free. I didn't have access to a computer, but now I did thanks to you guys in the Rent a Mac program.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Bro, we were the speakers of fucking... Yo, the thing was, hear me out. So we figured it out, but me and Jermaine, let's just say we had undisclosed. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get anybody fired. You know what I'm saying? Let's just say we had someone on the inside telling us, you know what I'm saying, that it was all good. So, you know what I'm saying? So, when me and Jermaine, like, you know what I'm saying, saw the notes, we saw the return policy, I hit my folk up. I'm like, hey, folk.
Let me ask you.
You seen the website? I'm like, yo, can we really do this? Like, can we really buy something and bring it
back? And that's when you see the bubble fucking go up. Like, he's typing and then go down and then up and then down and then up. And he's like, well, yeah, I guess, right? Well, you can't do that. Well, technically, it'll be, well, yeah, nigga, I guess there's no laws against that.
You say, yo, just don't break it. I'm like, bet. Like, all right. And then that's when we started putting it in vlogs and putting it out there. But he was still working at this one location. I swear to God, I asked him about this all the time. He said niggas went there saying, hey, I'd like to do the Rent-A-Mac program. Like, I think niggas were being stupid, like going there and saying this shit. But it was becoming a thing locally in that store where I think they changed
they made
the rules.
It hard,
I swear to God, they changed the rules.
They probably did. Like,
because stopped doing it
because
eventually.
Because, yo, sealed, not being sealed, that's rare. Like, a lot of return policies are, yo, this shit got to be sealed, my guy. Like,
I think we just
found
a
loophole.
That's
too much. Like, what if I really just wanted to buy a laptop and I'm like, yo, I really... I don't know. I honestly, I can't think of a good excuse. Honestly, I don't know why you need to bring it back, nigga. You should have done your research.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a miracle. I was surprised. But don't get it twisted, nigga. We was on the. We had 14 days to do that. On the 13th day, we was to the fucking mall. Nigga. We was on the freeway with it, just like fuck. Those were $1,300 charge.
No, yo, it's still there. You can return your items within the Apple retail store within 15 days of receiving your order. You just need to bring your ID.
That's it.
Holy fuck.
That's it.
Yo, I might.
Bro, you might rent a Mac.
Yo.
I might rent a Mac.
Yo, low-key, honestly.
Yeah, I might rent a Mac.
Yo, check me out. Eagles, man. Meet me at the Eagles Center.
Yes, sir.
Saturday.
Man, when did fucking laptops turn $4,000?
What, MacBooks are $4,000?
MacBooks ain't no
$4,000. They ain't no $4,000. There's a lot. If you're really trying to get some shit done on it, nigga, it's like you're not buying a MacBook Air. It's just going.
You're dropping it to us.
Sear through your hands.
I'm going PC, no cap. I'm going PC.
I'm
gonna find one like super dope PC laptop.
Yo, low key, I think I may switch over to PC and start editing on Final Cut over there.
You can't do Final Cut. There's no Final Cut on PC. That's a Mac program.
I think I'm gonna stay on Mac.
Okay. Unless you learn from Premiere, there's always that.
Yeah, I love Premiere stuff.
No, there can only be one Premiere, man.
So I can't fucking, and people make fun of me all the time for using Final Cut to do my shit.
It's just boring.
I go open, honest, I never, open Premiere never, is boring.
I've never tried Final Cut for years now. I probably tried, last time I tried Final Cut was probably like 10 years ago.
Bro, it's just so visually pleasing to the eye and so noob friendly.
My brother, my brother just switched still, and he said he really likes it.
Final Cut is amazing.
Yeah, my brother just switched.
Final Cut is amazing. I'll give it to Premiere. Like, you can do a lot more, I think, easier on Final Cut. I mean, on Premiere.
I don't know, nigga, bro. Because I be...
But Final Cut, you be getting busy in there.
But my thing is...
You gotta know... Go ahead, talk some shit.
Like, my disinterest in Premiere made me just, like, dig through Final Cut. Like, okay, how do you do this? Oh, you can't do that on Final Cut. I'm like, let me find a fucking way, nigga. Because I'm not using Premiere. And like over the years, I figured out how to do a bunch of shit on Final Cut. Shit that is not technically supposed to. If I show people my process, some people are going to be like, wait, what the fuck? Why are you doing all that? And I'm like, I don't want to use Premiere.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because that
works
was worse.
You like the video, right? Okay, for sure.
I remember niggas would like meet this thing and say, what do you edit on? And like, there's high, like, oh my God, this is Jay Richards, such good editing. Yeah. Oh, Final Cut. Oh, wow. Oh,
you do that in Final Cut?
That's true though. Like Final Cut is like, so like it's very like limited.
What's like the pro tools of video editing?
I think it's Premiere or what's all this just boring
standard.
Ass shit, nigga?
It's the industry standard.
Which one?
It's Premiere or fuck, what's the other one?
Adobe fucking
Premiere.
Photoshop. Nah, all I know is Premiere.
There's some other shit that's so fucking boring.
Mojave?
Bro, that's fucking iOS.
That one's a good system, though. That one's a really good system. It's just too... My thing is, like, look, listen. This is what I'm thinking, all right?
What you thinking?
When people ask us, like, it's just such a weird fucking... And I do it, too, and, like, I try to stop doing it as much as possible because, like, I hate when people do it to us, but, like, they'll come up to us and, like, oh, what do you guys use? Like, Final Cut. And it's just like, yo, why does it matter? Like, it's working for us, nigga. Yeah. Like, really, it's like, whatever you guys want to use, use it. I just don't use Premiere because I know Final Cut. Why am I going to go over there? Like, it's not. I'm not missing out on anything. Like, we're doing what we got to do. You know?
Yeah, I'm probably missing out on some shit. I'm going to keep it real, but fuck.
Also,
on
Premiere?
Yeah. A lot of niggas look at, a lot of niggas probably. Connect, like, the shit you use to the product that you produce. And it's not always connected, bro. It's just you guys that's...
That's
it.
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't matter what you use. You have to just have that.
And, yeah.
You know
and,
saying?
And really, it's just like... This nigga was able to do certain edits on Final Cut. He had to do it a certain way. So it may have looked a little bit more choppy or may have looked smoother on Premiere. But then, lo and behold, you know what I'm saying? That created a different type of, you know what I mean? Like,
for him
to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was definitely a cheat code, too. Just being able to, like, leaning into, like, the choppy, unprofessional editing.
Yeah, that's
Final Cut can make it smoother. But, like, it's kind of funny that it's so, like...
Yeah.
You know, that is so rough.
Yeah.
People like think it's on purpose. I'm like, I just can't fucking make it smooth.
Yeah.
But it works out.
I feel like shows like Action Bronson's Ancient Aliens, like I feel like that's definitely like a Premiere edit right there. Like those look like smooth. That's like movie shit. Like if you're trying to do that, yeah, for sure. But like really whatever works for you. But I'm so tired of the like I don't even know what it is, like the demand from other people to say, like, oh, like it's like that PS5 and Xbox debate. Like if you don't have a Xbox and you have a PS5 or you have the other one, it's just like, oh man, you gotta get it. It's like, bro, why niggas always trying to get you spend money, try to go over to some next shit, like, because you do some shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, bro,
oh, you're being fine. Oh, that's another thing.
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
About a monthly subscription?
Oh, come on.
I got to pay every month? Yes, nigga, Adobe.
Premieres, you pay for that?
It used to be that you just pay one time and then you have the whole shit and it's yours.
They don't do that. Dude, you're lying to me.
Wait, you pay for that?
You're lying to me.
Who pays for that? The whole Adobe suite is a monthly subscription. Yes, 29 some shit.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, fuck that.
I'm not aware of that. You can't buy it outright. You can't do it.
And you can't hack it?
You can't.
No. I mean, dude, who does that, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh,
shit. Ooh, right, let's wrap it up, dude. We got our up.
The same way.
No, yeah, Jay.
Test me.
Let's just say it is ways. You know what I'm saying? Get around the subscription.
Nothing is impossible, is what I'm saying.
Never say hey, never. What can't you say? What can't you say when you won the 2007 NBA title? KG.
KG. Nothing is impossible.
Oh, you said anything is possible.
Anything is possible, man.
You said nothing's sure. impossible.
Look, let me just say that. KG said, I ain't say that.
KG told me. So, I figured it out, man.
Y'all hit up KG.
Go ask that man.
Yeah, y'all get mad at the KG, man.
If you hit up Pirates Bay, yeah, I'm sure there's a guy.
Bro, Pirate Bay. Oh my God. No, We're not going to do it.
Why not? I have no idea what Pirate Bay is.
What is that?
What's a pirate? What the frick?
Hello. Stealing software.
I'm stealing movies. Stealing Pirates of the Caribbean.
Before they come out on DVD.
Blu-ray version.
Who early? Even does that?
Right, I used to tell Dad, I'm like, hey, Dad, that's a bigger one. You waiting? I'm going to say we got Transformers 3 right now. It's still on one, baby.
Just get out the Wi-Fi boom, for a bit, nigga.
Let me download this, man.
Oh my God.
Oh, man. All for all you youngins, man. Pirate. If you don't know Pirate Bay,
nigga, that shit is still active, no?
It's torrents.
I don't know if
man.
Niggas is on that though. Niggas is on the tease.
I have
like
not
that.
Been on that in a minute, but
I've downloaded some
crazy on that shit.
I wouldn't say recently, but I don't know what I'm saying. Pirate Bay is just a torrent download, so you just download whatever you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like honestly,
you know what I'm saying.
Like,
yo,
and when I say whatever, nigga, I don't know
whatever. I was like, don't let your imagination cut you short.
I drop a bomb to that.
Hey, just
show.
Jay, we told a story about our cousin that was downloading illegal films, and our other cousin got an email.
Wait, we talking about that?
We did. I think we did.
Yeah, we talking about that.
We did. We
for
did.
For sure. For sure.
We did.
Sure.
We did.
Distant person that has no direct connection to us whatsoever had downloaded a very crispy version of Lord of goddamn Game of Thrones seasons 1 to the end. And apparently what we had heard through the grapevine apparently allegedly the service provider
one, two, please.
Had acknowledged the illegal download. And that's just what we heard.
Bro.
And it wasn't Kevin.
Bro.
I I heard that that guy was very scared when he heard the name.
Yo, stop, stop, stop. Yo, I heard.
Yo, word on the street.
Someone told me. That nigga started downloading movies in the motherfucking lobby.
Bro,
yeah, someone told me.
Cuz started downloading movies in the lobby Wi-Fi.
Bro, no, security saw this nigga walking with his laptop. He knew he was onto some shit. He come downstairs with some slippers and a little laptop.
Holy fuck.
Come back up with 10 movies.
Holy shit, bro.
Yo, at first he,
fuck,
I ain't gonna say no more. That just what hurt.
Allegedly.
That just what me hurt.
Oh my gosh, fuck.
Y'all getting that vaccine?
Yo, I saw a meme that
explained me so well.
One time, come again?
I saw a meme that explained me so well.
Explained you so well.
The meme said,
"Okay,
I'm not getting the vaccine." And it had a picture of monsters, cocaine, fucking fast food.
I did.
And then
see
there's
that.
Some next year. I think Six was posted it.
Yeah, I saw that.
First off, I don't do cocaine. Yeah, I drink fucking stirs, dude. Like, I saw the monster. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. I'd be chugging those motherfuckers. Like, I'm saying I don't know what's in it.
What the fuck is this on my
But my reason for not taking it is because I'm seeing so many other headlines saying, hey, look, we designed another vaccine just in case, you know what I'm saying, you start freaking out. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what does a freak out mean, though? Like, you know what
there's
I'm saying?
There's potential for a freak out is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yo, look it up. They made another vaccine in case you don't react to the first one. Fine. And it's like, what if I don't react? Respond to both of them.
And what then they start interacting. Both the vaccines start interacting with them.
And I start growing claws. And then what? Like, I'm down for it when the time is right. But
look,
for now,
like, y'all go here.
Yeah, that my thing. Like, that my thing. Like, hey, report back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right now, I'm in the line. I'm saying, oh, my mom's coming.
Yeah,
go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah.
It's okay. You just
exactly.
Yeah. Elderly people should go first.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. Oh my God, you're 80 years. Oh my God, go. Oh my God, sweetheart, you're fine. Go. What are you waiting for?
Go.
No, I'm good. Get out of here, bro.
How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
Yeah.
How many fingers am I holding? I feel like I gave these niggas 2 months to just. Yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Get the buzz out. You know what and let a nigga start. If I don't see a nigga start like twitching and just doing this randomly shit.
Yo, if a nigga still respond if a nigga still respond to a pump fake properly, just hold the ball.
That's nigga shoot me up.
No, I'll take it. But the nigga has no reflex to that at all. You a bug now.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Only
for
eight
sure,
more months.
Sure. Yo, what's this December 21st shit? Y'all seen that?
The niggas about to get superpowers.
What do you mean? Like, niggas like...
Niggas, yeah. We
why, in though?
Drain, you ain't hear about that?
Nah, I've been seeing, like, Marlon tweet about it and shit, but I didn't get into it.
Yeah, so...
That's why I interact with everything now. Like, I saw some fucking guy say something, but I didn't click on it.
Basically, I think it's December 22nd. Is it 21st?
21st, I
21st,
believe.
Something is... they were saying the world's gonna end. Something's linking up for the first time in a long time, and niggas might be
on some astrology shit? Like stars?
Yeah.
What?
But black Twitter jokes about possibility of receiving superpowers on December 21st.
Shout out to my people.
Let me explain this.
Clap it up to that.
Mm-hmm.
100.
Okay, let me. As black people, genetically, we are stronger and smarter than everyone else, she tweeted. This is a tweet. We're more creative. On December 21st, our real DNA will be unlocked and majority will be able to do things that we thought were fiction. Learn who you are as a people, and they want to make us average. So that's just what they're saying. But the thing is, a part of me believes that. How long have I been saying, like, nah, like sometimes when I'm like, I've been saying niggas gonna have superpowers and shit. And I think it's coming
true.
Yo,
why not? Bro, we're thinking about we're just in the span of
the entire universe.
There's not one special
technically the other day. And we have no idea what the fuck we're in or what this is or like what. And then we just we're born, and then like the government says this. I'm like, okay, sure, yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. I'm just okay, yeah, sure.
What if they're fucking hiding something because they know?
Yo, okay, let me tell you
they
something.
They don't want to see me levitate.
Bro, they don't. This is my thing. All right, look. If the cliches and all that shit in life is real, like, you know what I'm saying? You work hard for something, you get it, and the energy, it's like you put out good energy comes back. You doing fucked up shit, fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Something gonna happen to you.
For sure.
So why, if that shit is real, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, Jermaine, you know when things in life just connect and you're like, yo, that's weird how that makes sense, but ain't nobody finna question it. Like, all that shit work. Well, just life shit, you know what I'm saying? When something weirdly connects to say, like, oh, yo, this is so weird because this happened and this happened, this happened, and you just shit you put together.
For sure.
I'm just saying, why can't there be some sort of thing out there? If Chris Angel floating, you know what I'm saying? He figured something out.
For sure.
His day can early.
100.
Mm-hmm. Humans should be able to connect to something on another level that we never knew about before. And I ain't going to put it past us. That's all I'm saying.
For sure. So you may catch me.
Hmm?
You may catch me. Teleporting and shit.
I wouldn't put up. Yo, if I wake up and I move a cup by accident with my fucking hands,
so no, what?
Yeah, I ain't touch
on.
It.
No, it's on.
It's, oh,
that's when I get my day started. Nigga, like, all right, let's go fuck with this shit.
Yo, I'm telling you. Okay, shit like this. They talk about. I watch a lot of psychedelic drug shows and like the things that they do and like how they stimulate your mind and. They do certain shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. I'm saying stuff like that. If there's things that we have to, drugs that we have to take to see certain things, like acid or whatever, it'll make whatever, like illusions different. Didn't Steve Jobs do the iPhone thing on the mushrooms?
Yeah, he was on, I think he was on acid or some shit when he came up with that iPhone or iPod.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying there's a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit that humans can do that, like, you know what I mean? Not a lot of people are into because obviously whatever, they'll get into it for their own reasons, but there's a lot of things that unlock more the mind that we don't see every day. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. So they always talk about we're not using our mind to full potential.
Yeah. Yeah. So there has to be something. And that's why I like the movie Lucy or Salt. They too confuse me. But she took a drug that exploded in her body and it took over and she was unlocking like every part of her brain where she was so smart, but she was able to just do like all this next shit. And then she became something like greater. I mean, it's an old movie, but in the end, like she was like, she unlocked her full potential and it was fucked. And I'm like, yo, this is like low key. This is not far at all.
December 21st, call me Lucy.
Yes, sir.
So apparently, Saturn and Jupiter are going to be the closest they've been since 1623, and it's going to form a super planet.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. On December 21st?
Yeah.
For sure.
And apparently, December 21st was a miscalculation it's a recalculation of when the world was supposed to end in 2012 when the Mayan calendar ran out. So this is them being like, oh, fuck, we were wrong. It wasn't this day. It's actually this day.
Yeah.
So we're ending or we're fucking turning up?
So apparently the world's going to end. But I think black people just switch it around because we don't fuck with that shit. So they're just like, no, we're going to get super.
No, the world's going to end because niggas are going to get their powers.
Oh,
so the white's not in control anymore. We're going to take over.
So, okay. I'm going to be here.
The thing is, I'm here for it. If 21st comes and nigga, I'm floating, it's a win in my book.
Honestly, bro. Or if the fucking world explodes.
Either way,
like,
bro.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Either
like,
way, man.
As much as I didn't believe that, that 2012 shit when the world was supposed to end. Like, when that day came, that exact time, I was kind of like,
yeah, trust me. You know what I'm
saying? Just in case.
Yeah, I went in the cold room. I went in the cantina. I went in the cantina.
I feel that.
Shout out to all my Italian niggas, man. Call it the cantina.
Drop a bomb for my Italians.
Go
show. Yo, yesterday I was fucking came home from work. And, you know, when I come home from work, I like to chill for at least an hour.
It's reasonable.
You know what I mean?
Like at least an hour.
You know what I mean? For at least an hour.
Sure. Mm.
So I'm chilling for the hour and about 45 minutes in. Let me know if you guys ever been in this situation. I'm like, I'm cold. I'm going to pull the sheet over.
Okay.
But I know that's a bad move.
Okay, wait, hold on. Where are you? Where are you again?
I'm in my house.
You're in the shower?
I'm in my
bed. In your bed. Why are you in the shower?
With a blanket.
Y'all never did that. It's like a fire blanket. Y'all crazy. Yeah. Nah, I'm going to put it out there. This camera's not recording. I don't know for how long, but we back with y'all. Continue. Yeah, sorry.
But yeah, I was just thinking about like, bro, this. I know this is a bad idea. I know this is going to take me to a place where I don't want to be. I have shit to do.
Yeah.
But I still pulled it over, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it felt so good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it was just like, I knew. Yeah. You know?
You fucking slut.
Don't act like you're just trying it out. Yeah. Let's
see if I just said this. Honestly,
tuck the pillow under my neck and just snuggle right in and tuck it in. Let me just
honestly put my second pillow between my thighs.
I swear to God.
Let me flip my pillow to a cold side.
I felt like I could fight it. I felt like, no. Mm-mm. I'm just gonna get warm. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna go to sleep. Why?
Oh, just a warm thing.
It's 4 o'clock. Oh, I'm not gonna go to sleep. Yeah. Oh, that's gross. You know what I mean? Why does it go 4?
I don't go near my bed. I don't go anywhere near that shit.
Trust me, bro. That I learned.
The next thing knows tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not even you're waking up for it.
It's 11 o'clock in the fucking night. That's what I wake up.
Oh, man. Yeah, you have to go crunch a snack and just try to force yourself to sleep.
Exactly, bro.
Man, you just had to put a cucumber over your eyes.
I have to hit the group chat. No. Actually, you know what I did? I had to hit the group chat like, yo, anybody's on that card?
Dubsy. Bro, let me tell you something, man. There's so many. We can talk about the bed for days. Because, bro, as a kid, when I had to get up, especially for like BNR, and I just heard my alarm. There's days
mad.
I fucking snuffed.
Mad.
I
gave BNR the moving quick, company.
Yeah, our dad's moving company. Yes, I gave some quick jabs to my mattress.
And then I'm off. You don't off. Feed that.
Talk. I know.
Yo, the days I told my mattress.
Don't fucking touch me like that.
Don't hold my waist like that. I done told my mattress a couple times. Like, literally, like if there was a GoPro in my room at the time recording,
bruh,
you would have seen 6-year-old me say, why should I come back? Yo, why should I come back? Yo, me and you, and I come back. You have bare energy.
The thing is,
you never go back.
The times when you're thinking about your bed as you leave, that just is such a fucking mind fuck, bro. It's like, bro, why am I thinking about you already when I have to go crush 8 hours, bro? It's hour zero right now, bro.
Because you know mentally, you know you're not touching that bed again because you're going to have to go to work, eat, shower, come back, you're bare energy. You know you're not. That's you know thing. You're not sleeping.
Then you come back and you're like,
okay. Not touching bed till work.
It's absolutely fucked, man.
Yeah, no, man.
I love my bed.
Violated, man. It's like, why do we do this? I want to be in my bed and I can't.
Yeah. Yo, it would be the greatest compilation if literally had a compilation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
It's okay, but
I don't feel like the sentence is gonna end right. But
no. If I had a compilation of fucking all, like if there's just mad videos of me getting up.
Okay, saved it.
Yep. If it was saved, you know what I'm saying?
Montage.
A nigga just made a montage of like every time I got up like angry. Cause even there's days man, here funny. Where I'm just like, yo, fuck.
Bro.
When you're late and you're just like, yo, what the fuck? Nothing makes sense. Like you know, fucking digs out the boxer hole, just fucking dips.
Is that an 8?
The fuck? Yo, especially when you wake up to missed calls, you know. You're trying to call that person back mad chill. Yo,
wait. There's people waiting on me fully clothed, nigga. Coats and jeans and shit. Ask me where I'm at.
You know what's the sneakiest fucking app, bro? Mm. The clock app on the iPhone. Mm-hmm. You know the timer. You know the timer with the scroll wheel?
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, on like 3 of my unborn kids, there have been times where I know I hit this timer.
Yep.
I know. Yep. I just wanted 20 more minutes. Yep. I know. 2 hours. I know.
Yo, someone carried the 2. Someone carried the 2 because I put 20 on that motherfucker.
Yo,
like, shit.
Yo, and
oh
it's,
my God.
It's
yo.
So frustrating, bro.
There hasn't been, I can't name you another moment where I wanted to rewind the hands of times more than in my bed to say, like, bro, no, man. Yo, this was at fucking, it was just 10.
I swear, man. And people just like to 10. Ask, like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, nigga, I fucking set my alarm right.
You know what I'm saying?
I set it.
Mm-hmm.
What am I, one?
Yo,
I'm not a fucking set. I do it every night, nigga. What do you mean?
And the thing is,
I did it right.
What did we say earlier? We said there's certain things that just don't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't
work.
It is possible for alarm clocks to sometimes, just maybe sometimes here and there, not work.
Not work.
Bro, I set it for 7 a.m., nigga. I'm fucking 100% sure. Mm-hmm. And then 7 p.m., your alarm goes off. Like, oh, fuck. Oh, I set it for p.m. My fuck, who's calling me? Oh, shit. It's time to wake up.
I definitely ran the p.m. flex before. So you're just tired? You're just one eye's open? Just like,
yeah, so whatever, sure.
Fuck it.
Man, trust.
Oh, wow. Trust, man.
Old people just be up, though.
Yo, them niggas don't know how to sleep.
They don't need alarm clocks.
And what bothers me is like, yo, this is the thing. I respect everybody's schedule. I respect when you want to wake up, when you want to go to sleep, all that thing. You see me? But my family? Oh my God, bro. I could go to bed at 5 a.m. in the morning. That's my decision. I made that choice. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But my body's going to sleep till 2 p.m. Oh. I can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
Right. That's not me.
So,
yeah.
So I don't understand why it's a problem. Attitude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You
wait, why the judgment?
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
We just chose different schedules.
Different things.
I'm just not working when you're working. Exactly. Like, what's up? Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I got my 8 hours. You got your 8 hours.
You know what I mean?
That's my shift right there.
Exactly. Like, respect, bro. Man.
Yo, and again, it comes back to that. You know what I mean? People always want, oh my God, why do you sleep so late? It's like, bro, that's just when I'm sleeping.
That's when,
like,
I'm sleeping.
I'm fucking tired. I didn't do it. My body did it.
Yeah. Like, what? There's not, literally, it's, I'm looking at the time, it's 1:30. I'm like, it's still kind of early.
Bro.
I'm finna be up.
Bro.
No kidding.
I literally just had the revelation, like, yo, I could function with a little less sleep.
Yes, sir.
Like, I could get through my day with a little less sleep.
Oh, yes,
like,
sir.
I could push it to 2 a.m., get up 7 a.m. I could do that.
Yes, sir.
I could do that. So,
yeah.
I feel that, man. It's just, everybody's different, you know? You just gotta respect, you know?
I like that, man. I like my sleep.
Yeah, I like
it. I get it. I still get it. You know what I'm saying? I just get it at a different time.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it.
I'm trying to get on my shit where I'm sleeping at, like, yo, 8 p.m. I'm like, all right, let's start wrapping it up.
No.
On some old man shit.
No.
And just be like, fucking. It, yeah. 4 a.m. Really? Just sharp. I'm like, yeah.
You like that
up?
Too?
Yo, like,
not, and you get up at 4 a.m.?
No, he don't do
I
it. He don't
say
do
I
it.
Did, no, that's what I you can't want. Do it. No, I can't do
I'm
that.
I'm saying that's what you mm-hmm. want, though.
Oh, I'd love that. Ideally, yeah, for sure.
So get up at 4 a.m., go to sleep 8 p.m.
Bro, Tom Cruise does it.
It'd be amazing.
Fuck.
Sorry, yeah, sorry. No, it's Mark Wahlberg.
No, no,
it's Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg
does it. 12.
12 what?
Just ready to get a.m.
Nah, you're capping. It's like 3 a.m.
He went to bed.
It's like 3. It's like 4 a.m.
Midnight, he's up?
No, I think it's 2 a.m. It's 2 a.m. He's working out these.
Bro, he goes a bit grinding.
Yeah. Look, let me search.
You go to bed 11, wake up 12.
Google what time Mark Wahlberg wake up.
Wait,
what time Mark Wahlberg wake up. Look, I swear to God. What time does Mark Wahlberg go to bed? 2:30, my nigga. 2:30, he starts his day with a workout. I showed you, bro. It's 4 a.m. workout routine.
Okay, that's fine, but what time does he go to bed? You said 11 p.m.
No, I'm capping. Okay, I know you're gonna get no sleep.
Because that would be
We'll find out right now. He go to bed. No, it's early. So he goes to bed September 12th.
Only one time a year.
September 12th. Don't bother Mark Wahlberg.
Give a fuck.
I was trying to move this laptop so the people could see my... Okay, seeing on my hoodie.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Show.
Let's drop
a couple bombs.
It's nothing really. Nah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, man. 4YE, man. I told y'all we have a lot of things going on. A lot of hoodie action, man. A lot of sweats action, man. A lot of do-rag action. A lot of tote bag action, man. Matter of fact, as I lean to my right here and come back into frame.
That's not the tote, man.
That's the fucking tote.
Can I see that?
Multiple bombs.
That's a tote right there.
Yeah.
It's my first time.
Tell them about the quality, Shelsie.
Yeah, you tell them.
It's amazing, man. Yo, look, you got the branding, bro. It's a thing. It's the little things, man. You know what
it's
saying?
The small things.
It's the little things that you appreciate in the end.
Yeah.
This is a nice sturdy bottom. You know what I'm saying? You can set this motherfucker down. Oh, I'm going to fucking pay with my debit card.
That's just if you want
to
do that.
Yeah, you're really in the game with this. I'm not going to lie to you. This is nice.
For sure.
This is very nice.
You could pack 9 bowling balls in there. Chill.
You could
have
one
for a sandwich.
For sure. Look at candies in there. Yeah, you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't even know. Still.
Clap it
up, man. It's crazy. I appreciate the claps, man. That's all I'm saying, man. We got some new do-rag flavors on the table. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
New hoodie. We got 3 of them, man. 3 new hoodies. The sweats. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the Eagles that went crazy on that. Cause we seen y'all over there.
For sure.
I'm just letting y'all know we at there, man. That's it.
Yes, sir.
That's all I'm saying, man. Yes,
the
sir.
The pins over there, the hats over there.
Yeah. And y'all see, y'all, it's crazy because y'all, they were able to see the growth, you know what I mean, from when shit started to.
I'm just thinking about it. Literally, we're like, yo, okay, like, yo, we have like four D-Rags on shit. We got like a couple more. Y'all go get that. Then it's like, all right, we got a little.
Crazy, actually.
So, like,
appreciate the support.
Yeah, really. It's y'all, you know.
So, put these clap right it up for y'all.
It's really dumb for real because, bro, like, we're over here, you know what I mean, trying to let people know we got something going on and they're really over there. So when we say we appreciate y'all going over there and supporting the company, supporting our brand, we really appreciate that for real, man. Facts.
For sure. Bro, I see people posting their shit and they have shit I don't even have. I'm like, where the fuck you get that dude right now?
I ain't even got that. Yeah, though, for real.
That's love, man. Appreciate that's how you know you have like a very strong supportive system, man.
I fuck with y'all niggas, man, for real, man. And it shows throughout all of our platforms, even when we on Twitch and we having fun with y'all talking one on one, you know what I'm saying? And whatever it is, man, I really appreciate that, man.
Sheldon, I'm on Twitter.
Okay.
And I just feel like we should do a deep dive on one of your tweets.
Oh,
here.
No.
This one's
I be tweeting more often nowadays.
Christmas is canceled from shelves, period. No doubt. No period. Explain. What's going on?
Why
what
not the second period?
Take out your phone and type
Let me
that.
Tell y'all something.
And why'd you leave out the second period?
So, okay. Honestly, this is my mood every year. I'm going to be honest with you guys. You know, for the past... you know, I say like 4 or 5 years, I've just kind of just been like, yo, it's just bullshit, man. Like, you know, but it's also just like when you give gifts and I've had some salty experiences with giving gifts. So it's like you stress so much about it, man. Like, is this the right gift for them? Like, I want to get them something they're going to use. I don't want to waste time. You know what I mean? Things of that nature. You know, I want to get the right gift and then you get it and they're like, you know, you should have got me. And it's like, oh my God. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so that makes it just like, I feel like, yeah, it's not about the gifts for me, right? But also, like, you know, I'm stacking my bread. It's all money in right now for shelves.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
It's all money in. So
let's fucking clap it up to that, man, for sure.
That's
for sure.
That's really what it is. I can't give you what I don't feel like I have because it's in the cut, you know what I mean? So that's really the, you know, and it's a pandemic. Like, yo, I'm buying a gift in a pandemic.
You ever buy a gift for someone, you see it just fucking upside down on the floor one day?
Bro,
what the fuck?
My nigga,
I drove hours so fast for this gift. That's
what I'm saying, bro.
I drove so fast.
I'm the perfect gift receiver. Like, no matter what you get me.
What?
No, I'm saying why is...
Nah, sure, nigga. No matter what you give me, I'm going to see the fucking validity in it. I'm going to appreciate it. I'm going to make you feel that. And I'm going to use it. You know what I'm saying? There's never a gift I've gotten where it's just been like, you know, just chuck it or whatever. So, niggas just got to understand. Like, when someone gives you a gift, understand what they're doing, bro. Don't look at the gift. Look at the gift.
Look at the gift.
You see me?
Let's clap it up, man.
Look at the gift.
Exactly, sir.
Let's show.
That's that on that, man.
So, because you asked me, Jermaine, I feel Christmas is canceled for a number of reasons. Nah, honestly, like, I just think, bro, it's a pandemic, you know what I mean? Like, first off, niggas can't. Yo, part of me kind of rates the curbside pickup, not gonna lie. Yeah, I take it back.
Yo, I love not getting out my car.
Yeah, man. If I don't want to see y'all niggas.
Bring it to me. Nigga.
I can't see with the window up.
I can't see you. I can't come in. I can't see you. I can't stop and talk. I just...
Yo, it's perfect. I ain't got to see nobody. Like, you know what I mean? It's not that bad, but like, it's just, I feel like I had to go into a couple of stores to pick some things up, but they're curbside. But some of the employees, it was just like me. So they would just like let me in. And it's just like, it's just mad quiet, it's mad awkward. I'm just like, shit's fucked. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, it's just hella awkward. There's no music being played. I'm just like, they're scanning my eye. Like,
you're getting the vaccine.
Bro, it's just quiet. So there's parts of me that rate it and parts of me that I'm like, okay, like sometimes it gets weird. Like, even in the elevator, like I've had the same pandemic talk
over and over. God. Oh, it's crazy. And I'm just like, yeah, so fucked up.
It's insane. You can't even not wear a mask. Like, I know. You got to wear it.
Terrifying. I'll try. I'm a fake bitch, man. Like, every time they leave, I'm like, ah.
The fact. <It's>
the Chris Paul shit. Like, I've never felt that meme more. Yeah, like, yeah,
yeah. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, like, yo, let me know what it is. But literally, we're on the 12th month, look, my nigga. Like, bro, we've been in this lockdown since March, bro. Not the 12th, but you get what I'm saying. Like,
but that's all small talk is, just talking about what's obvious just to say something. Even if everything's fine, not the fucking weather, huh? Just fucking,
it's fucking a few clouds in this guy. You see, Trump won. Trump really won. The nigga's been president for 4 years, bro. I can't believe that bastard won. Bro. Honestly, I think people are just like nervous, so they make conversations, especially in elevators. I see people reach for some shit, and I'm just like,
You don't need this. Like, I'm good. Like, I get
we're only it. Going yeah, four get levels. Like, I'm gonna be out of here soon. Like, you know, like who cares, bro?
Just vibe with me. I'm cool with silence. I'm very comfortable with silence.
Amazing in silence.
But look, man, for y'all niggas, who gets the Merry Christmas text?
I get.
Like, what type of people? What type of people certify for that? Who qualify for
that? I give the MC text to?
Yeah, like in general. Yeah.
I text my mother.
Okay.
Text my father, my family. Mm-hmm. But like, realistically, honestly, I wouldn't even do that. Like, if niggas didn't really care, like, I really wouldn't even. Like, what is it to you? Like, why don't I text you on Boxing Day? Hey, happy Boxing Day, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who gives a fuck? Like, your birthday, I get it. But Christmas, New Year's, like, whatever. I see you. What's up, man? Happy New Year's. And even then, like, first like
everyone
couple days.
It's everyone's thing. Mm-hmm. Who cares? I feel that's what immediate friends, family.
Like me, yeah. Like if I'm having a conversation with you on that day, yeah, I'll be like, yeah, what's up, man? Merry Christmas. What's up? That's it. Like,
honestly, for me, I think it just depends on knowing if the person will be mad if I don't say it. Like, I know y'all niggas not tripping.
That fucking sucks. You know what
I
mean?
I don't give a fuck.
Let's talk. Hold on. We gotta talk. I'll let you finish.
That's it. Like, so,
Shells be getting mad at some shit. I feel like Shells a nigga text me say, why aren't you text me MC, bro?
I swear to God.
Text me MC.
Wow, y'all niggas, well, y'all switching up, huh?
Bro, this nigga Shells, you would hit us and you'd be like, so y'all niggas landed, y'all don't know my number.
That's
just like,
mad different.
It's different, but I would just like, I forget. Yeah. I just don't really. I don't hit nobody when I land.
I really be in my room like, I really be in my room nothing. Like this. I really be like, wait a minute, hold up.
So you home, wait. So you been home. You know what I'm saying?
So wait, okay.
I've been chill. I've been quarantined.
Sometimes this nigga shows up.
He's like, yeah, I'm here, but you can't see me.
He would really ask us, like, so you got. I'm like, no, I've been here. Oh, you got home Monday. Okay.
Nah, 100%.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days. I've had a phone for the last 5 days.
7 years.
Zero texts.
I'll admit, man.
Why is that?
You know, I feel like, you know, I enjoy y'all company, and I feel like, you know, I feel like y'all enjoy my company. So just
for sure, that got nothing to do with it.
So I just feel like,
is it a matter of you wanting to come over?
You know what it is? No, it's not even that. I think it's a matter of, I think about people, like, you know, my day. I think every day I think about at least one person that I haven't thought about for like 2-3 days. Mm. That person will pop in my head. So for me, it's just MG. Like, when I get that shit.
What's that? I missed that. But
I just say MG.
When I get that shit, I reach out like, yo, what's up? Da 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 da. You know what I mean? So,
so.
I reach out and then I'm just like, yo, like, I just feel like, you know, you didn't think about me.
Me. This is how it is to me. Mm-hmm. I'm home, like, what's up? That's just how I feel. Like, I don't really.
Like, if you ask me, why, no, I told you, yeah, it's no secret.
Each of you, like
what? I'm in fucking. Yeah, I mean, each of you.
The thing is, I feel like I just.
But check this out, though.
What's up?
Check this out.
Yeah.
I get emotional about it, But it doesn't change the way I feel about y'all because I know that everybody's different. Mm-hmm. Everybody's mind state's different.
Yeah, for sure.
The things that everybody needs is different. So for me, like, I would like that. Yo, I just got back home. What are you saying? You're good, whatever, whatever. Especially if it's been like, you know, I feel like I see y'all at least once a week, especially when, you know, everyone was in town and things are different now. But, you know, so that's it. If a week goes by, I don't see y'all. I feel like it.
No, it's good. It's good because it's a Shell's quality of you. Like that's something that we know. Like, all right, like I'll text Shell's when I'm back. Mm-hmm. But so that's why I figured like you would be like, yo, damn, like you would nigga to text me Merry Christmas.
No Merry Christmas.
I'm not your type. Like the way you built, bro. Like, you text everybody. They know what I'm saying.
It's all good. Like, I'm 100%. Look, I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I've sent the Merry Christmas text, but y'all would be a little low on the list. I ain't gonna lie, because I feel like y'all wouldn't care. Wouldn't care if I didn't send it. So
yeah,
I would get to the people that I know.
Like for me, it's immediate friends and family. Yeah. Like, same thing. Like I don't fuck.
But I know people are gonna think being I'm a dick. Like, judging some way for not saying. Like I'm just, you know what I'm gonna say, and then you're gonna say it back, and I'm gonna say okay.
I feel like,
and sometimes I even feel bad when like my cousins text Merry Christmas. I'm like, fuck, asshole. Like, oh fuck, yo, Merry Christmas, man. Mm-hmm. It's all good. But you know what it'll be Christmas Day, and then like, you know what I'm saying? The day passes and it's like Christmas night. It's almost midnight. It's almost January or December 26th. And you got the leftover Merry Christmas.
Give it up.
It's those niggas that fucking be texting everybody a fucking Merry Christmas. And I'm just like, we don't talk like, what are you texting me?
I promise
you go in some chat conversation, some text conversations, and all you see is fucking exchange of Merry Christmases.
Facts.
Yep.
Exchange of holidays.
Like, I don't talk to you.
Merry Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah, that's like, happy Easter. Yeah.
Easter eggs. Happy Easter. Like,
you know what would be funny?
Bro, what's up?
If someone texts you Merry Christmas and you copy their message and send it back to them and see if they notice.
Huh. Yeah, they wouldn't. They probably don't even open it. Yeah.
You could literally do that and they'd be like, oh, okay.
Oh,
they love it. I love it.
I might bust that this year still.
Bro, to me, it just
copy paste.
Literally. Like, for what? Well, what is Christmas? It's not even Jesus.
Even bro. Then.
Like, what are we doing? Look at what? Is this? Well,
even then.
I'm not Jesus. I'm like, fuck it.
You don't got
I'm
a gift for me, player.
At the end of the day, bro, like, you don't need to text me Merry Christmas.
You don't.
Even if you do text me Merry Christmas, I should be able to look at the phone and say thanks.
Just look at
and
it.
And just not even respond. And you should be okay with that. And if you're seeking for something else, then you're texting me Merry Christmas for the wrong reasons. Because if you know me,
you might as well text yourself Merry Christmas.
Great.
Like,
100%.
Yeah. And don't tweet me Merry Christmas. Bro, let's text me Merry Christmas. Who gives a fuck?
I literally respond to Merry Christmases like fucking this.
Sick.
What's the fucking point? We're just fucking.
I think that is another level of that same elevator conversation that we're talking about. Niggas just feeling the need
obligation
to just say something. Just let's rock in this elevator in silence, bro. Like I know what DC 2-5 is. You know what I'm saying? Like we don't need to acknowledge this shit. Like you can ask me how my Christmas was. Like that's a conversation, but like all that extra shit, boy.
You know what
Merry Christmas. Like, yeah, I know. I saw the commercial. Like,
you know what I hate?
Seeing the deals.
You know, like the polite smile that you do when you see people in the elevator or some shit?
Oh,
yeah.
God. I'm really good at them, though.
But now I get mad at myself because I be doing it with a mask on.
Yeah.
Oh, I just, you gotta put the eyes up.
So I'm like, bro, like.
Yo. The thing is, I feel like I've done that before and said it to myself, like, this nigga can't even see me, bro. Like, I'd smile, like, what's up? Like, I definitely caught myself in that. Yeah.
I'd be beating myself up for that stall.
Yeah. Sometimes I'd be really, like, whatever. I'd be testing the mask out.
What you mean?
I just sometimes be like, you know what I mean? I have my morning coffee and I'm just like, oh shit, I'm bubbling right now. I don't know, I'm finna drop this whole, just see who see this. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody finna know it's me.
what the fuck you just saying?
Jay, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I got you.
I'm saying sometimes I have my morning coffee, I'm walking amongst other people, and I'm just like, ain't nobody finna catch me.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Let that
go.
Okay. Like, wait, no, nigga, I don't care. How could it be me if I have a mask on?
Bro, you have one.
Make it make sense.
One, you can't see my face. You can't see that I'm smiling.
And you shouldn't be able to smell it because you have a mask covering. If you're wearing your mask wrong, that's like that's how easy you get COVID. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to show you a lesson. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
fucked.
Yo, I'm, yo, real shit. Fucked. If you could smell it for it, that could have been COVID.
Yeah.
In your
nose. Yeah. Yeah. Bro, I'm not going to lie. Real shit. Bro, sometimes like, yo, the mask works. You just got to let it work.
Check it. Y'all know me go by the name of Quinta Quarantino. So naturally, I was on Quarantino. Jesus.
Had no access to the barber, fucking the barber's clothes, and everyone has to fucking get
$100 for a cut. Shit.
I'm at my crib. I'm not trying to get sick and die and shit. I'm at the crib. Yep. Let my fucking hair grow.
Fucking 1 centimeter turns to 2 centimeters, turns to 3 centimeters, turns to 4 centimeters. And then I just made it to a certain amount of centimeters where I'm like, I made it this far. I might as well fucking just try some shit. And I just thought, like, I was looking at myself in the mirror. I'm like, am I really going to let my life go by and not be able to look at my young child in their poor little innocent eyes and be like, no.
Yeah, yo, easy how you're talking because I have never had braids before. So this is kind of hitting different. Yo.
I'm trying to wake y'all up. Like, I'm sure, like, we do this podcast for the people, for my family, immediate circle and shit, and beyond that. Yes. So, I just had to do right.
And I just, like,
mind you, like,
you're going to reveal them.
This has been, like, a couple weeks
of
shit.
We already see the tubes, partner. I don't even think you should reveal it till you got a fresh one. This is your first braider. You don't want to reveal on a missing one. They see the tubes already, partner. Let them dream on. Let them dream on. Straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, come at the nigga when you got the Microsoft loading screen. Let these niggas see what you're working with. You dig what I'm saying? Show them the print.
They can see
the print. Look at the brave print.
Y'all see that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure. So it's definitely
sure. Congrats. Hey, clap, man. That's some real class right there.
Let me clap it up for
real.
That,
welcome, man.
Show. That's crazy.
Welcome, man.
That's crazy.
While we save this grand reveal, let's, I personally have so many questions. How does it feel?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Yeah.
I'm fucking like, I'm doing new things. Like, I'm seeing things from different perspectives.
Of course.
I felt a pain in my fucking scalp that I've never felt ever in my life.
Yeah.
So that was new. I had a headache from my hair. Brand new. I woke up like,
damn.
Yeah.
Fuck. Shorty was pulling your shit.
What happened?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh my God. Symphony's mom did it. And she'd be
just
old school with it. Yeah. Just
like lifting up your body, right?
No,
like,
regard for like the hair.
On the ground.
Like, I'm going up every pick. And the hair's just coming out, just then braid. That's it. And I'm like,
watching the show. She doesn't even know you're in pain.
She's a clean braid up.
She's cooking she's doing and shit.
I'm like crying and shit. I have 4 tears. Yeah. It was a fucking. It's not really a struggle braid up either.
Yeah.
Because my shit got details.
For I'm sure. Kinda,
no, man, I'm going to let the people know, like, off rip, you very healthy.
Yeah.
You very healthy, yeah.
Oh, you seen it?
No, for sure.
Oh, I seen it.
Oh, you seen it? Sure.
You never seen it?
I ain't seen it.
For sure.
The thing is, I was watching the little the McDonald's shit y'all did.
Yeah.
And I was just, I was like, wait,
only a few people know this.
I ain't gonna take away from your spotlight. This is Jay Braids time. You know what I'm saying? I had a braid up last.
Oh,
week.
Go ahead. Pathetic.
Show.
Nah, boy said he ain't gonna take it away, so we can't do that team. Like, you know what I'm saying? He said he want to take it away. Think it said. Jay just pulled up to school with a brand new whip. Show and said, "Hey, listen, I got this one about 2 months ago.
Take y'all back, man. I'll show y'all that. My shit got 4 wheels and shit. Sure,
I got something about 5 weeks ago.
Nigga, move the crowd.
You know what? Hey, man.
Go ahead.
Talk about your new car, show.
Go ahead,
show. Now, I'm not gonna talk about it because honestly, I shouldn't, and I hit it for a reason. You feel me? I hit it for a reason. It was a struggle.
You got a micro
thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, but the story is interesting because that's really why I wanted to tell it because,
You know, I'm a very patient man. I always said to myself, I was not going to do the struggle braid up. Yeah. That was something that I knew from the beginning of my journey. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That I was.
I guess something they thought.
No, I was. No, but not. Nah, check me out. Though, check me out.
You went through it.
Nah, check me out. So my sister does hair. Like, she knows how to do hair and shit. So I was just sitting in the crib. I was going to wait till like January, February to really start doing shit to my hair. No, I have a day. I have a day. I was like, I'm waiting till next year. Like, I'm gonna, you know, grow my hair for like a good solid eight, nine months type shit. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, why am I waiting? Like, my shit could catch. Like, why am I waiting? You know what I'm saying? Yo, so, but check me out. So I'm like, yo, I'm gonna get a twist. If you know a twist, it's not a braid up. It's easier to do, right? So I hit my sister up and I'm like, yo, can you like twist my hair and do something with my hair? She's like, yeah, sure, cool. Da da da. She's like, I'll do it on Sunday. So I link up with her on Sunday, right? And I'm like, yeah, you know, like, I just want to do something with my hair just so, you know, I can retain growth. I'm not fucking with it, da-da-da. You know, you're the hairdresser. You know, you do what you feel is best. So, you know, I sit down, whatever. You know, I've never had my hair braided since I was, like, a kid, like, 5, 6 years old. That was the last time I had my hair braided. I'm 27 now. So over 2 decades, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she starts, I don't know what nothing feels like. I don't know what a braid up feels like. I don't know what a twist feels like. But she starts doing my shit. Mm-hmm. She about three or four braids in. I don't know there's braids in my hair though. My brother walks in. Oh shit, this guy's getting a braid up. I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm gonna get a braid up. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? She's like, oh man, you ruined the surprise. So I'm like, fuck, I can't. You know, I'm getting a braid up. Mm-hmm. So you know, she finished the braid up, and it was, you know, so it was every reason why I didn't want to get a braid up. Pretty much, you know, it's just. My hair wasn't long enough, man. It was a struggle braid up. But I was like, fuck it. My shit's gonna grow while it's in. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna just leave it in. I left it in. I hit that bitch. I wear a durag every stream. Yeah. I wear a durag. Niggas seen it though. It was poking through like your shit. So that's why I said the whole McDonald's thing, because I thought they couldn't notice, but
busting,
they noticed.
If you know, you know what I'm saying?
And then, so I'm a they noticed.
I figured they noticed.
You ain't looking, then it's just like, you know what I mean? Your mind's in the wrong places. Cause you know what I'm saying? Like, some people, like, real talk, some people are just, they're not observant.
Yeah.
Like, for real, like, I just noticed, like, we're very observant people, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll walk in and be like, you change something here. Like, I don't know what it is. I just freeze. It's just something different, yo. Like,
for sure.
You know, niggas call like a ghost in the room to just start, hey, something different, yo. There's somebody in this room. Shout out Kendrick Lamar, man. Mm-hmm. Nah, but I just think today Summer had.
Can we not skip past his braids though? Like,
I'm still in the braid world.
Yeah.
So today Summer had a ridiculous braid up,
I seen it. It's inspiring.
Bro, she really the thing was, she came at me, she had a durag on, and then she had a hat, and then she had a hood.
So you didn't even know.
Son, she had layers. So she took off the first layer, she still had her hat and a durag, and then like she wanted to, I guess, just readjust it. And I stopped her. I'm like, whoa, hold on. She's about to put it back on. Hold on. Did that braid go that way? Bro, motherfucking braids was turning around the ear backwards, two lines going down, like curving to the right.
Stunner.
Jermaine, I swear to God, I got her braider information. Crazy. For you.
Wow.
Yeah, she going to get you right. Yeah, she going to get you right. No, because that braider was serious.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Drop a bomb, man.
Wow. It was serious.
Sure, I'm into that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that,
bro,
too.
I told myself as probably like, I said grade 7, grade 8. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, I have to get my hair braided once on a set of stairs outside in a marina. That's all I want.
Yeah, if anything, that's where I fucked
up. You know, you're getting there, but you can do it. Now you know you can do it.
Just braid ups. It's multiple.
That's right. Maybe I should get used to it.
Let them, you know what I mean? Let them marinate. Yeah, that's all you're doing.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job, man.
For sure.
Yeah.
I could fuck with that.
So, what was the timeline? Like, when did you decide? I think I'm gonna braid this shit. Cause I was telling you off rip, like, yo, you're gonna braid it, and you're like, nah. So like, what was like?
I just didn't think I'd take it that far. I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Tired of haircuts. Yeah. Tired of fucking paying for haircuts and shit. I was over that. My hair grew back in like fucking 10 minutes. Yeah. I was getting old. And then I started reaching a point. I was just like sat in a barber chair. Like I was still getting my haircut, just to trim the side, leave the top, whatever. And I just realized, I just caught myself just saying, like, don't cut too much off the side.
Yeah.
Just
were you fading the back?
Open. Like, maybe eventually.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, I fade the back, but not too high, though.
Yeah, I'm thinking about
crazy high where I can't. The shit can't catch no more.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You got to fade the back for sure.
Why are you doing me like that, bro?
Fade the back.
Fire on you,
go ahead, go ahead.
Fade the back, bro.
Go ahead.
And then I was just chilling at the crib. I was actually in Toronto and my sister was there. And then I'm like, shit, I wonder if I just got like a trial braid up. Just to see if it's possible or not. If I like the silhouette.
Do you like the silhouette?
I did that. Silhouette was fire. And I just came back, took my trial braids out, pulled up to Symphony's mom.
I need the real thing.
This is it.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question. So, because the first time you looked in the mirror, like, did you fuck with it, or was it like, this is kind of weird?
Nah, I was into. I thought it was gonna be kind of. I thought I was gonna look like a nigga had a midlife crisis or some shit. Like, yo, who does this nigga think nigga want to be Bow Wow?
I had a different experience. I'll be honest. When I first looked in the mirror, I was like, oh man, I might have fucked up.
Yeah.
I might have wasted fucking 8 months doing some shit I didn't need to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I say by like the second day, I was seeing what it could be. Because it's a struggle.
Yeah, you become the braids. You grow into the braids.
100%.
Yeah. Because you can grow with the braids.
It's like hair is grown.
Talk your shit.
And then it's treated. So you gotta be treated. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't just be right into the world of braids. Like you got to get comfortable and say, yo, this is me. And once you own it, that's when you go and get a real braid up. And you like, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, real talk.
Yeah.
Because you got to go through the rough stage of like, like this is not even a braid up like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's exactly. The resistance you got to push
that's
through.
What I'm saying.
Just like anything else. Like, I want to be a rapper. I want to do these vids and then boom, it's not going to be that easy. Yeah. You got obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. It's going to make sure that
and the thing
you
is,
want the shit.
That's like, what the
you want to do this?
Taught me, like, all right, for sure. That's it. Like, the first grade definitely taught me that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this shit is rough, but you got to stick it up.
In any game we're in, we do a struggle braid up. You want to be a baller, nigga's going to be a couple months where you can't do the left hand. You fucking not sinking your shots like that.
Yep. That's it.
Struggle braids upstage.
It's just about pushing through it.
But I'm just not going to be out here showing the struggle. That's the thing. That's the difference between me and some of these other niggas. Because some of these other niggas,
you can be in the gym.
Yeah, you can be in the gym. You ain't got to show too much.
I'm coming. You know what I'm saying?
My question was, when you went to Symphony's mother.
How did Symphony feel about it?
You cut the question.
Yeah.
Oh, she was into it.
Yeah,
I saw a new going on. Yeah,
you like
start getting treated a little different.
Her mom.
It's a two-part question. One, I want to know how you approached her mother. If you came with your own comb and your own towel,
Did you have inspo?
Yeah.
I feel that.
Take your time, man. Take your time.
For sure. Like I had asked her, cause I thought about that. I'm like, first braid up, boom. What do I need? I don't want to look stupid, pull up empty handed. I'm like, all right, I got my little bag. I was like, Murray's or whatever I need.
Murray's.
Asked her, but she like, Murray. She do hair for real, so okay. she got everything.
Were you nervous
she
to ask her? Did she laugh?
Nah, actually, she's been around too, and she's like, you should do something with hair. You should like dread it or something cool.
I fuck with that.
So it was a very easy transition.
That's what's up, man. My next question, Jay, is Trey from Tennessee. I just want to know, first off, braid will look good. I just want to know when you going to upgrade to the beads.
Wow. Jermaine, you have to. Like, you literally have to, bro.
When you going to do the beads, Jay?
Bro.
So.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Dog.
All right, we got time for one more question.
Yeah. Yo, just to piggyback off of that. I hate when niggas say piggyback. Everyone says that. Nigga, stop
when
saying
niggas,
that.
When niggas in the crowd start trying to add fucking big ass words, yeah, just to articulate off of that one from, I think it was Jay from Taekwon. Yeah. So when I.
So exact same questions.
Oh, where are different? So the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, same answer.
Same, same fucking answer, dog. Holy shit, man. I love it. I love it. Also, podcast, everybody watching. If you guys are watching this, when me and Shells are looking down, we're looking at Jermaine's camera. And when I'm looking here, I'm looking to see camera is fucking stopping. Yeah.
And when I'm looking this way, I'm fucking looking.
Dude, there's so many comments just saying, where is Trey looking? Sometimes I'm just trying to make sure everything's going right, but like still like be into it. Yeah. Sometimes I'd be zoning out. No, he digs.
For sure. That when I be looking up, that's the trees. Yeah, that's when the trees.
Yo,
in the last episode, he couldn't tell that there's a camera in between me and Julian, so I look like I was fucking kissing this nigga.
Yeah. It's so funny.
That's a good point, nigga. Come here.
Oh, excellent point. Come here.
Just checking the camera for shells and drones. Everything's good.
Yeah, good point, Julian.
Okay, kiss
his forehead. Balls,
oh man, yeah. This was episode 71 of the Random Order Podcast. We about to sign the fuck out, man. I gotta go clean the hair out of my sink. I got shaved before this. Everything's a fucking mess in the bathroom. Make sure y'all subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version and episode clips. Click that motherfucking bell. If you want to be a certified Noti Gang Eagle, get all the notifications as soon as we drop. Only the real ones will do that, so I'll leave that up to you, the balls in your coat. So, the audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts. Leave great, amazing comments and put the bad ones in your butt. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order Show. 4YE.ca. We getting busy, man. We covered the merch. We covered the hoodies. We covered the silky fucking durags and the cozy sweaters and the cute little fucking pins and the very spacious and very useful bag and so on. Y'all head over to 4ye.ca or you could follow us at 4ye on Instagram. Yep. Turn on the post notifications so you know the second we drop.
The merch. It's not merch. It's a clothing line. My fault.
Yeah,
I
don't know why I even said that shit.
Let me not do that. I ain't gonna do that to y'all brothers. I ain't gonna do that to y'all kings.
Apparel. For sure. Man, I got a question, man. What's the person with braids of the day?
Jay!
Woo! Fuck all that other shit.
Stupid question.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.